106.7 WTLC. Today's R&B and Old School. I'm Karen Vaughn, and I don't know about you, but my TiVo is set tonight, BET, 10 o'clock, Being Mary Jane. We will tweet all hour long, having lots of fun watching our brand new Tuesday night favorite show. And to talk to us more about it, one of the stars from the show, she plays Kara, and Lisa Vidal is here to talk to us about Being Mary Jane. How are you, girl?
I'm doing great. I love to hear that old school. I'm like, oh, R&B in old school. I got to hear that.
Yes, exactly. We got you covered.
I love it.
We're also loving Being Mary Jane. It's one of the most successful shows on television. How does it feel to be a part of it?
It is awesome. I am having a blast. It's such a great show. I feel honored to be working with a stellar cast, and Mabrak Akil, Salima Akil are just amazing. Gabrielle Union is the bomb. She's just awesome. We're actually friends outside of Being Mary Jane, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just having a blast. I love how the fans have responded to this show. You know, it just really has been so exciting.
It's real life. Everyone is going through all of the situations and circumstances that you guys are living through. Many of us are living through as well. So, you know, everybody has something. And to see yourself play out on television week after week after week, you know, at times it can be soothing. At times it could just smack your life right in your face.
Yep, that's for sure. Some of them, I had a few girlfriends, and they were like, oh, God, I feel like she's in my living room.
Mm-hmm.
She's like watching everything I'm doing because she's doing it, you know. And it really is that kind of show. You know, we talk about the real things, the real discussions, whether it's appropriate or not, politically correct or not. These are the real conversations that people have, the real things that they're doing, the mistakes they make. And Mara is just writing about all of it.
Yes, and I love that you're playing a strong boss lady. Absolutely love seeing women in power on television.
Yes, thank you. I've had a good time doing it. At first, I was like, nobody gonna like Kara. And then I realized that Kara is how she is and who she is because certain things have happened to her, and that's how she got there. And she's going through a bad divorce, and she's now a single mother, and that has changed her. And she's made so many sacrifices to get to where she's at, and some of them have really cost her a lot. And so, you know, that changes a person, and she needs to be in charge. She needs to be in control. She's very ambitious, and she needs to have people doing what she needs them to do. So she's become the boss lady. And you're going to get to know Karen more personally, too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and that was my next question. You know, Mary Jane has a love interest. Does Kara eventually get a love interest this season?
I believe it's going to happen next season.
Okay.
I believe it's going to happen next season. I don't know. Right now, I think that she's in the midst of her divorce. She's kind of in that place of, like, when you first get divorced and you've been married for a long time and you have a family, and suddenly you're flung out into the single world and you're like, oh my God, who am I? What am I? What do I do? Well, who do I like? She's in that place right now. And so it's about getting back on your feet and, you know, trying to figure it all out again. Like so many single moms out there who thought their life was going to be Cinderella, who thought they were going to be with their man forever. And then they all of a sudden they're out in the cold and they got to figure it out and they got to work and they got to do all kinds of things and juggle everything.
How do you balance it all? For the ladies that are listening in right now, they're at work, they're looking at their clock, wondering how they're going to make it from work to the aftercare on time, to pick up their kid, to make dinner, to do homework, and then have a little me time or have me time while they're watching Being Mary Jane. What are your steps into balancing it all?
My heart goes out to women. I love these women. These women are so amazing. I am proud of our women today, how much we juggle, how much we take care of things. We are amazing. I'm just going to say that, first of all. You know, it takes a village. I'm not going to lie. I am a career woman. I'm a mother. I juggle. It is not for the meek and the mild, and that's why my heart and my kudos goes out to these women, because they are doing it, and it's not easy. I've got a lot of help. My friends, my sisters, a very supportive husband. I am married for, like, you know, 24 years, together almost 3 years. So it takes a village. These women need help. We need to have each other's back. However, I can help my friends. I help. When I need help, they're there for me. It's about building that network of people who love you and want to see you win. They want to see you be successful, so they're there for you. You know what I mean?
Yes. Everybody has to win in this.
Absolutely.
Well, there's one day throughout the year that we all like to win, and that's Valentine's Day, the day of love. It's just a few days away. So what is your perfect Valentine's Day so we can help the brothers out?
It depends on the mood that I'm in, but most of the time, I love to be taken out to dinner to a special place. I love flowers. I love that old-fashioned, traditional way of doing things. Truly, I'm really a traditional girl. Mm-hmm. I love the chocolate and the little heart and the flowers, and when my honey takes me out for a nice dinner and just treats me special and just gives me all those good sweet nothings in my ear, I'm happy. Like, you know, I don't need some humongous expensive gift, although a little something is nice, but, you know, honestly, it's truly about the connection between me and my husband and the effort he puts forth, and vice versa for me too, like doing something special for him, getting him a little something and giving him a little extra massage and just, you know, all those nice little moments that you get to share when you have some alone time together.
Well, hopefully we'll see Kara spending a nice Valentine's next season with her love interest.
Yes, hopefully we will. I do hope she finds love. Kara needs some love. She needs a lot of attention right now. She's pretty mixed up and all over the place, although she keeps it in check.
You know what? She's intense and we love her because we see us in her. Thank so you. It's all good.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome, Lisa. Now, listen, before we go, we're going to play a quick game here that we created for you. It's 5 and 25. What it is five quick questions that we're going to ask in 25 seconds, and you're going to be able to answer them all.
Wow, okay.
All right, you up for the challenge?
I'm up for the challenge.
All right, here we go. What's the first word you think of to describe Gabrielle Union?
Awesome.
What is your favorite Being Mary Jane moment?
When she's checking her tutu to see if it's clean.
Boxers or briefs?
Ooh, briefs.
Spicy. If your life was turned into a movie, who would you want to play you?
Sofia Vergara.
I know that's right.
I want to have her body.
And lastly, what is your favorite Whitney Houston song?
The Greatest Love of All.
Oh, yes. And we have much love for you, Lisa. Thank you so much for checking in. You can check out Lisa as Kara tonight on Being Mary Jane, 10 p.m. on BET. And check in with us from time to time, you know, throughout the season. Or if you just have something to say, girl, you're a friend of the show.
Thank you so much. I will definitely be doing that. Thank you so much. Enjoy tonight.